Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, I was calling. I wanted to know what company is this? I have a payment taken out of this company, and I don't recognize the company.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please, to see if I can locate this account?
My what?
May I get your zip code, please, ma'am?
Oh, 78114.
I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
Ma'am?
Your first and last name, please?
Deborah Gonzalez.
I thank you for that as well. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
311 Indian Pink, Lawrenceville, Texas, 78114.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I locate this account associated with you. Thank you, ma'am. I was able to locate an account associated with you, and I do see back on the 26th of June that you did pay $5.74, and this would have paid for your shipping and handling where you entered into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. Now, that $56.95 that you're being billed, it actually provides you with 10 entries each month that you are enrolled into that sweepstakes to have a chance.
I didn't approve that.
Ma'am?
I didn't approve that at all.
I didn't hear you.
I said I did not approve that.
Well, yes, ma'am. It was the entry into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer.
No, I'm not going to pay. No, that wasn't me. I maybe somebody else used my card, but it wasn't me. Not for $56 to win a KitchenAid when I can go buy one.
Well, all right, ma'am. Now, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge that someone other than you actually entered into this sweepstakes, then I'll be more than happy to get you transferred to the fraud department where they will assist you there. But I want to do be advised that we do work with the local authorities to prosecute anyone who could have made this charge without your knowledge. Now, there's no one in the household or anyone that could have actually gotten and made the charge without your knowledge.
This isn't the first time. This is about the 10th time I've had to change my debit card because of stuff like this.
I do apologize for that. But I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you counseled out of this if you'd like.
Please do so.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second and I will just go ahead and counsel you, okay?
So it would be $56. Okay, you charged me $56.95 for what?
And they gave you, that would be, each month, they would give you 10 entries into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that.
No, you're not going to charge my debit card $56, no. So how can I get my money credited back to my account?
I can. Give me 1 second, I can.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just like yesterday. I had somebody trying to use my debit card in Ohio for gas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All righty. I've successfully gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately, and I have submitted that refund to go back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to that account. I do have your cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm sorry. My grandbaby is screaming the cutout. Hold on.
That's okay.
Let me get a pin. Hold on. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Hold on, baby. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay. What is it?
That would be C as in Charlie. And the number is 260-806. 614.
Okay, it is 2608066 14. I mean,
that
in
is,
C.
That, C. Yes, ma'am. C in the okay. front. Yes, ma'am. But that is the okay. correct number.
Okay. I thank you so much. You are so wonderful. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Please have a happy and safe 4th of July.
You too.
All righty.
Yes, thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.